a tap every three.
Hi, thank you for holding. My name is Jody, the fraud supervisor on the floor today. How may I help you?
Yeah, I've been having some reoccurring charges on my Discover card, and then I like kind of ignored the first month. I didn't figure out, you know, it was 745. I'm like, okay, maybe it's something. I don't know what it is. And then, you know, I was gone for a few weeks, so I never looked into it. And then I got it at $49.97, which I thought was maybe some chemicals for our hot tub, you know. And then, because it was down in Florida, and I'm like, okay, now I've got another charge on the 12/13 for $49.97. So now it's a red flag, because now I'm like, what is this charge? You know, and she tells me it's some kind of Ultra Bar. I'm like, no, nobody purchased this thing. We've been hacked with another company with this credit card that we got a notice a few weeks ago. So I'm sure they've informed us that their company's been involved in some kind of, third party crashing their system from something that we did purchase with this company. So it seems like apparently this credit card has been compromised. I'm going to have to call my credit card to cancel this credit card, because these are not our charges. And I have no idea, you know, where this thing is or what it is, an Ultra Bar.
Okay, I'll be able to help you with this. Give me one second here. Will you please verify your shipping address?
01507.
015, that's the zip code. Okay. All right.
Yeah. That's the zip
and
code.
And your mailing address, please?
It's 72 Harrington Road, Charlton, Mass. 01507.
Okay. Thank you. Yes, ma'am. This is for an Ultra Bar. It was a free welcoming gift for joining the Consumer Gadget Club. So I want to go over the account details with you for the email address. I have denbar78@charter.net.
Yes, that's correct.
Okay. All right. And this Ultra Bar is a device that you plug into the power source, and it helps to reduce power usage by capturing lost energy. All right, so I'm showing a tracking number, and it looks like it was delivered on November 15th. Do you recall making any type of or receiving any type of purchase?
No, nothing.
Any type of device like that?
No, I don't have anything of that in my house.
Okay. All right. I'll be able to help you with this. The previous agent did cancel the account. That email address, you say that is, you do recognize the email address?
Yeah, that I do recognize, Denbar.
All right.
Like it's been hacked. I don't know what's going on. I'm going to have to get another security device in here.
Okay, and for the phone number on the account, I have 508-434-1257.
That's correct.
Okay, so we'll contact your local authorities, provide them with the IP address on the account, and ask them to verify the owner of the device where the order took place and how the order took place online. So do you think that there's anyone in your household that may have made this purchase without your knowledge?
I have no idea. I don't think, you know, we were out of the country for a couple of weeks, maybe. I don't know.
Okay. Well, I will go ahead and issue a refund for the $49.97. You should see the funds back in 3 to 5 business days. That was for the November, December, and January charges. All right. Hang in there 1 second. All right, I have that all taken care of for you. And the account is canceled. That will prevent any future charges. Is there anything else I can help you with?
No. So what do you got for a total then, 100 and something?
Let's see here. It'll be a little more close to 150, but hang in there 1 second.
No, 11.7, whatever that was.
All right, so that's $149.91 that will be refunded back to the account. And that does cancel the account from anything further. Is there anything else I can help you with?
They said 149.
Yes, $149.91.
Okay. All right. No, that's it.
All right. Well, thank you for calling customer support. You have a great day.
All right. And you said you're sending something from the email, right?
Okay, I can. Yes, ma'am. We verified that email address. Now, it may take 24 to 48 hours for you to receive that email, but I have everything taken care of for you.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling customer support. You have a great day.
Yeah, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.